Chapter 20. Wine is a mocker, and beer is a brawler. Whoever is led astray by them is not wise. The terror of a king is like the roaring of a lion. He who provokes him to anger forfeits his own life. It is an honor for a man to keep aloof from strife, but every fool will be quarreling. The sluggard will not plow by reason of the winter, therefore he shall beg in harvest and have nothing. Counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Many men claim to be men of unfailing love, but who can find a faithful man? A righteous man walks in integrity. Blessed are his children after him. A king who sits on the throne of judgment scatters away all evil with his eyes. Who can say, "I have made my heart pure, I am clean and without sin"? Differing weights and differing measures, both of them alike are an abomination to Yahweh. Even a child makes himself known by his doings, whether his work is pure and whether it is right. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, Yahweh has made even both of them. Don't love sleep, lest you come to poverty. Open your eyes, and you shall be satisfied with bread. "It's no good, it's no good," says the buyer, but when he has gone his way, then he boasts. There is gold and abundance of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a rare jewel. Take the garment of one who puts up collateral for a stranger, and hold him in pledge for a wayward woman. Fraudulent food is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth is filled with gravel. Plans are established by advice. By wise guidance you wage war. He who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets. Therefore, don't keep company with him who opens wide his lips. Whoever curses his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in blackness of darkness. An inheritance quickly gained at the beginning won't be blessed in the end. Don't say, "I will pay back evil." Wait for Yahweh, and he will save you. Yahweh detests differing weights, and dishonest scales are not pleasing. A man's steps are from Yahweh. How then can man understand his way? It is a snare to a man to make a rash dedication, then later to consider his vows. A wise king winnows out the wicked and drives the threshing wheel over them. The spirit of man is Yahweh's lamp, searching all his innermost parts. Love and faithfulness keep the king safe. His throne is sustained by love. The glory of young men is their strength. The splendor of old men is their gray hair. Wounding blows cleanse away evil, and beatings purge the innermost parts.